Let's talk about faith. They say faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So the moment you multiply your hope with your desire, subtracted by your doubt, that equation equals to faith. Because faith is that force that moves you into your glorious gate. So just like a man and a woman, faith has an opposite, which is fear. And both of them resides in your heart, so it's left for you to decide which of them you call your dear. Faith is Abraham offering his son Isaac as a burnt offering because he understood by the experience of time that the Lord who had blessed him with a son was faithful enough to reward him for his faithfulness. So he bounded his son Isaac and placed him on the altar on top of the woods. And as he drew his knife to slaughter, that very moment, the Lord showed up. A voice came down from heaven directing him towards a ram to be used in place of his son Isaac. And at that point, Abraham was justified by faith. Faith is Peter walking on waters because he believed in his master's word when he told him to come. So every step he took upon the face of the water was a product of faith. But when he took his eyes away from his master into the sea, and as he saw the strength of the wind upon the face of the water, instantly he began to sink, because that is fear. So in life, it's up to you to decide which voice you hear. Is it the voice of the master that speaks through faith, or the voice of the wind? Chale, it's up for you to decide which voice takes the lead. Faith is trust. Faith is assurance. Faith is your belief. True faith will believe that the world was created by Yah, aka Yahweh. And by that way, we understand that it's impossible to please or receive from God without faith. Faith is the currency of the supernatural. Matter of fact, the problem with the human race is not lack of faith. No, the problem with the human race is unbelief. And unbelief is not the absence of faith. No, unbelief simply means a display of little faith, or better still, unused faith. The point is, we all are designed with a quantum of faith embedded in our DNA. So the result of your exploits in life is not determined by the color of your skin or the size of your body. No, the result of your exploits in life is determined by the size of your faith. Like I said, faith is that force that moves you into your glorious gate. Ladies and gentlemen, they call me Sammy Sass, and this is how I communicate. I celebrate you. Thank you.
Hustle Camp Entertainment.